Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgiani, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lara, Leva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Fidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Thank you. Members, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our guest chaplain, Sister Libby Fernandez, founder of Mercy Peddlers. After which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Wiener.
For the expanding grandeur of creation, we give thanks this day for this fragile planet, Earth, which is raining and hailing. We give thanks this day for the joy of human life, its wonders and surprises. We give thanks for our human community, our oneness transcending all separation. We give thanks. And we pray for faith and understanding of views not shared. We pray for all who labor and suffer for a fairer world. We pray that we may live not by our fears, but by our hopes. Not by words, but by our deeds. Amen.
Members, we will move to privileges of the floor. Senator Newman. Senator Newman at the Majority Leader's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. Oh, I'm definitely on. Madam President, Senators, I'm very pleased to have the privilege of welcoming members of the boards of the Orange County Water District, the Orange County Sanitation District, who are with us here today. To the rear of chambers this afternoon are Orange County Water District board members Vicente Sarmiento and Bruce Whitaker, who are joined by the OCWD's General Manager, Mike Marcus, and representing the Orange County Sanitation District is the Mayor of the City of Stanton, my good friend David Shaver, and John Withers of the Irvine Ranch Water District. On February 16th of this year, the OCWD and the OCSD proudly celebrated the 10th anniversary of their groundwater replenishment system, which now produces more than 100 million gallons of high-quality water each day, providing enough drinking water for more than 850,000 Southern Californians. Over the course of its first decade, this industry-leading program has now produced over 237 billion gallons of ultra-pure water, increasing the share of water produced from groundwater from 62% to 75%, thereby decreasing Orange County's dependence on imported water supplies, ensuring water reliability in a region which is highly vulnerable to cyclical droughts, and protecting the environment by substantially decreasing the amount of wastewater discharged in the Pacific Ocean. In 2008, these two organizations also collaborated in the opening of the world's largest facility for the transformation of reusable wastewater, rendering it potable through an arduous three-step process that includes microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light with hydrogen peroxide, thereby purifying it to a level that far exceeds state and federal drinking water standards. At each of your desks, you will find a complimentary bottle of Orange County's award-winning indirect potable reuse water. I've always wanted to leave a complimentary thing on people's desks. And I'd ask that you please join me in welcoming and saluting the Orange County Water District and the Orange County Sanitation District with a toast to their leadership and commitment to conservation and innovation. And I'm watching everybody as we toast by drinking this delicious water. To you, welcome to everybody. Salute, skol, Prost, L'chaim. Bottoms up.
Thank you, Senator Newman. Gentlemen, welcome to your California State Senate.
I didn't see a lot of participation. Good for you. Good for you.
I'm legit. I'm legit. Thank you for coming out. Hey, Henry.
Members, are there any other privileges of the floor? Seeing none, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. We're moving to motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the following file item will be stricken from the file. Item 42, Senate Resolution 85. The following bills are referred to the Rules Committee pursuant to Senate Rule 29.10C, Item 46, AB 238. Without objection, the Senate journals for February 20th through February 22nd, 2018 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Members, we are moving to consideration of the daily file. We will move to Senate third reading. File item, one moment, please. Make sure he's paying attention. Members, without objection, we will move to file item 40, Senate Resolution 84. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 84 by Senator De Leon, relative to California Dream Act of 2011.
Senator De Leon, did you want to do file item 40?
Sure.
Please proceed.
Thank you very much, Senator Leyva. Colleagues, I rise to present Senate Resolution Number 84, which urges dreamers in California not to allow the vitriol spewing from Washington to prevent them from following their dreams and pursuing financial aid for higher education. I know these are very difficult and even dangerous times for many immigrants in America. Immigrants, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, have been the targets of truly disgusting rhetoric and behavior from the highest levels of our federal government. That hateful ideology is creating a very toxic atmosphere, threatening all of the work we have done in California to help bring our undocumented residents out of the shadows and into society. In fact, we introduced this resolution because we've seen steep declines in applications for financial aid through the California Dream Act because people are so afraid. Well, today, the United States Supreme Court rejected the President Trump's administration's request to revisit the DACA program, which means that the program will continue to operate as it did before the president recklessly and unilaterally decided to end it. And this is a great opportunity to remind all dreamers in California that we stand with them. We want them to pursue their dreams of higher education. We want them to make the most of themselves. We want them to thrive and contribute here in the state of California. We want them to continue to contribute to our economy because we know that their success is our success, and we need the best and the brightest minds to lead us into the future. The purpose of this Senate resolution, colleagues, is because in 5 days on Friday, there is a deadline to apply for this type of financial aid. Therefore, what we want to do, and hopefully we can do this in a bipartisan fashion, is get this passed today. As a result, if our friends in the media will get this out, we can hopefully outreach as many young dreamers up and down the state of California to get out there and make sure they apply by this Friday, because this Friday is the deadline. You know, so with that, colleagues, I respectfully ask for a resoundingly bipartisan vote, because this is an issue that empirical evidence has already clearly demonstrated both Democrats and Republicans across the nation strongly support a pathway to citizenship. Therefore, there's no doubt that we believe that Republicans and Democrats on this floor together will support the necessary financial aid for these young college dreamers. With that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Anderson? Atkins? Aye. Bates? Bell? Aye. Berryhill? Bradford? Aye. Canella? Aye. De Leon?
Aye.
Aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Aye. Fuller? Gaines? Galgiani? Aye. Glazer? Aye. Hernandez? Aye. Hertzberg? Aye. Hill? Aye. Hueso? Aye. Jackson? Aye. Lada? Aye. Leyva?
Aye.
McGuire? Aye. Mitchell? Aye. Monning?
Aye.
Aye. Morlock? Morrell? Newman?
Aye.
Aye. Wynn? Nielsen? Pan? Portantino?
Aye.
Aye. Roth? Aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Aye. Stern?
Aye.
Aye. Stone? Vidak?
Aye.
Aye. Wykowski?
Aye.
Aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Allen? Anderson? Bates? Berryhill? Fuller? Gaines, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nielsen, Pan, Stone.
Senator moves a call. Senator De Leon, would you like to do governor's appointments at this time? Senator Canella. Members, we are moving to governor's appointments. Senator Canella.
All right. Thank you, Madam President. So first up is file item 31. This is Erica Spurbeck, Chief Deputy Director, Department of Healthcare Services. The position oversees the administrative divisions of DHCS, including audits and investigations, provider enrollment, and information management. Ms. Spurbeck has dedicated her entire career to state civil service. Prior to DHCS, she served the Department of Insurance and also worked for the Department of Finance as an auditor, budget analysis, and chief of the Performance Review Unit. She was approved by the Senate Rules Committee on February 14th. I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Canella. Members, discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Anderson? Atkins?
Aye.
Bates? Bell?
Aye.
Berryhill? Bradford?
Aye.
Canella?
Aye.
De Leon?
Aye.
Dodd?
Aye.
Fuller? Gaines?
Aye.
Galgiani? Aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Aye. Hueso?
Aye.
Aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Aye. Lada?
Aye.
Leyva?
Aye.
Aye. McGuire?
Aye.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning?
Aye.
Aye. Morlock? Aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Newman?
Aye.
Aye. Wynn? Nielsen?
Aye.
Aye. Pan? Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Skinner?
Aye.
Stern?
Aye.
Stone?
Aye.
Vidak?
Aye.
Oh. Stone is not voting. Vidak?
Aye.
Wykowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Aye.
Senator moves a call. Senator Canella, Governor's Appointments, file item 32.
Thank you, Madam President. This is for Dean Groffalo, Director, California Department of Consumer Affairs. The mission of the department is to protect California consumers through oversight and enforcement of licensed professionals that are regulated by the professional licensing boards, bureaus, and committees within the department. Mr. Groffalo is a former chief of staff from the State Assembly, as well as an associate director for government relations at the California Medical Association. He was approved by the Senate Rules Committee on February 14th. I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Canella. Members, discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Anderson? Atkins? Aye. Bates? Bell? Aye. Berryhill? Bradford? Canella? Aye. DeLeon? Dodd? Aye. Fuller? Gaines? Aye. Galgiani? Aye. Glazer? Aye. Hernandez? Aye. Hertzberg? Aye. Hill? Aye. Hueso? Aye. Jackson? Aye. Lara? Aye. Leyva? Aye. McGuire? Aye. Mitchell? Aye. Monning? Aye. Morlock? Aye. Morrell? Aye. Newman? Aye. Wynn? Nielsen? Pan? Portantino? Aye. Roth? Aye. Skinner? Aye. Stern? Aye. Stone? Vidak? Aye. Wykowski? Aye. Wiener? Aye. Wilk? Aye. Bradford, aye.
Senator moves a call. Members, we are going to move back to privileges of the floor. Senator Roth at the Majority Leader's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. It is with deep sadness that I join my colleagues in adjourning in memory of a dedicated public servant, Carol D'Elia. I think you may know this, but Carol affected the lives of Californians through her leadership and her extraordinary work at the Little Hoover Commission. Her keen analysis shed light on even the most complex issues facing those of us in the state of California and those of us in the California legislature. During her 16 years of service, Carol brought innovative solutions to issues like pensions, like water quality, and health care. She was a focused problem solver, and I think any of you who had contact with the Little Hoover Commission during Carol's tenure would say that she had a relentless focus on getting the facts right. What most people may not know is exactly how selfless Carol truly was. In fact, the week before she passed away, she was still reviewing documents for the Little Hoover Commission. But Carol's sense of personal commitment far extended the reach of her office. She was a dedicated member of her church and a faithful advocate for criminal justice reform. She fought to better the lives of those in her immediate Sacramento community through her volunteer work with Get on the Bus, a program which allowed children to visit their incarcerated parents. Carol D'Elia's 16 years of service to the state, what a legacy she has left for all of the rest of us. I want to thank and recognize Carol's co-workers from the Little Hoover Commission who join us here today and are in the gallery. And colleagues, please join me in sending our sincere condolences and prayers to Carol's husband, John, their children, and their family during this difficult time. They have joined us on the floor of the Senate today.
Thank you, Senator Roth. Please bring forward the information so we can properly memorialize her. Members, we are still on privileges of the floor. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'd like to introduce a former colleague who was here with the Little Hoover Commission today. He is currently the chairman. Pedro Nava served in the State Assembly for 6 years, and then he's gone on from that position to serve ably as the commissioner and then on the Little Hoover Commission. Some of our members served there with him, Senator Canella, Senator Roth, Assemblymembers Quirk, Mays, and former Pro Tem Don Parada. It's always been a pleasure working with Pedro over the years. He's a gentleman, and the acknowledgement of his colleague here today is in keeping with a man who comes from the heart. Pedro Nava, former state assemblyman.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Welcome to the Senate floor. Members, we're going to move back to consideration of the daily file, file item 36. Senator Wynn, not at her desk. File item 37, Senator Newman.
I'd like to move that to the inactive file, please.
Thank you. The desk will note. File item 38, Senator Newman.
I'd like to also move that to the inactive file, please.
The desk will note that also. Thank you. File item 39, Senator Fuller, not at her desk. We have dispensed with file item 40. That completes our Senate third reading for the day. Item 41, Senator Dodd. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 96 by Senator Dodd, relative to Eating Disorders Awareness Week.
Senator Dodd.
Yes, Madam President and members. SCR 96 recognizes the week of February 26, 2018 to March 4, 2018 as Eating Disorders Awareness Week. In the United States, 30 million individuals suffer from clinically significant eating disorders at some time in their life. These disorders affect men and women across all backgrounds and include anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, and binge eating disorder. Colleagues, I've seen this disease firsthand and how painful and difficult these orders can be. I've had a loved one who suffered from an eating disorder. But I've also seen that recovery is possible, and I can attest to the importance of awareness, understanding, and a strong support network for those on a journey to recover. National Eating Disorders Awareness Week is a collaborative effort by eating disorder professionals, healthcare providers, students, educators, social workers, and individuals to raise awareness of the dangers surrounding eating disorders and the critical need for early intervention and treatment access. This resolution serves to further the conversation around eating disorders, to shine a light on these deadly illnesses, dispel information, and connect people with the support they need to recover. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Dodd. Members, any discussion or debate? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen? Anderson? Atkins? Aye. Bates? Bell? Aye. Berryhill? Bradford? Aye. Canella? Aye. De Leon? Aye. Dodd? Aye. Fuller? Gaines? Aye. Galgiani? Aye. Glazer? Aye. Hernandez? Aye. Hertzberg? Aye. Hill? Aye. Hueso? Aye. Jackson? Aye. Lara? Aye. Leyva? Aye. McGuire? Aye. Mitchell? Aye. Monning? Aye. Morlock? Aye. Morrell? Aye. Newman? Aye. Wynn? Nielsen? Aye. Pan? Aye. Portantino? Aye. Roth? Aye. Skinner? Stern? Aye. Stone? Vidak? Aye. Wykowski? Aye. Wiener? Aye. Wilk? Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Senator moves a call. We are going to now move to motions and resolutions, and this would be the appropriate time for adjourn in memories.
Senator Glazer.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I'd ask the Senate to adjourn today in memory of Don Biddle, the Vice Mayor of Dublin, who passed away last week. Vice Mayor Biddle had a long and distinguished career in public service representing the people of Dublin. A resident since 1974, he served as a city council member for more than 9 years up until his passing. He was a man of action, someone who worked to get things done in his community. He was a critical player in developing the 66-unit housing apartment complex for active military and their families, as well as for veterans. Don was a champion of public education. He served 12 years on the Dublin School Board and for 20 years on the Dublin Partners in Education. I certainly agree with Councilmember Melissa Hernandez, who said about Don, quote, "We've lost a great leader and a dear friend. Don was a great example of a dedicated public servant. He was a part of our family, a fixture around City Hall, and he had a profound and positive impact on our daily lives. We will miss him beyond words." Don is survived by his wife, Donna Marie, his two daughters, Patricia and Sandy, and his grandchildren. He's preceded in death by his son, Bruce. Don was 80 years old.
Thank you so much, Senator Glazier. We do send our condolences to the family. Why don't we go to Senator Leyva, and then we'll go to Senator Wiener.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I would like to adjourn in the memory of Master Sergeant Del Pickney, who passed away unexpectedly this Thursday. Sergeant Pickney was well respected and loved by many across the nation. A former Marine Sergeant, Pickney honorably served 29 years as a police officer at the Tustin Police Department, where he was responsible for training dozens of officers, including 9 which have reached the rank of sergeant or higher, including Tustin PD's current police chief. Over his career, Sergeant Pickney has been awarded Officer of the Year 3 times, Supervisor of the Year, the Lifetime Achievement Award, and the Medal of Merit, one of the department's highest honors. He was also awarded the National Community Service Award in Washington, D.C. for the creation of the Adopt-A Complex Program. Perhaps one of Sergeant Pickney's most beloved accomplishments was when he and a fellow officer created the Police Softball World Series nearly 13 years ago. Police softball has grown to encompass 75 teams from across the United States and Canada and has over 1,000 police officers. Cumulatively, they have raised over $50,000 for soldiers stationed in Iraq, the Wounded Warriors Foundation, and for the families of fallen officers. Through police softball, Sergeant Pickney has given many officers an outlet for the daily stresses they encounter, and most importantly, lifelong friendships that have been forged. He leaves behind his wife, Michelle, and 2 daughters, Ryan and Rachel. Lastly, Sergeant Pickney, when speaking of his own retirement, was quoted saying, "You can leave a mark on the future, and that's what you hope to do." Sergeant Pickney, you have definitely left a legacy, not only at the Tustin Police Department, but across the nation in the hearts of so many law enforcement officers and their families. Members, I respectfully ask that you join with me in adjourning in his memory.
Thank you so much, Senator Leyva. Please send our condolences to Michelle and the entire family. Let's go to Senator Wiener, and then we're going to bring forward Senator Morrell. Senator Wiener, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, I have 3 adjourn in memories today. Colleagues, I rise to ask that we adjourn in memory of Dennis O'Sullivan, who without warning passed away from a heart attack at work on February 12th. He was first generation Irish American, born and raised the son of immigrants in San Francisco. He attended San Francisco schools, including St. Anne's Grammar School, St. Ignatius College Preparatory, graduating in 1980. He started a successful towing business in San Francisco called Dennis's Towing. He then shifted his professional goals and spent the last 30 years of his life working in the North Bay at Lucky Grocery Stores in San Rafael, Napa, and Vacaville. Despite his love for his work, his true passion was riding motorcycles in cross-country road trips and at motorcycle rallies. Everyone knew Dennis as a cordial man with a warm demeanor and as being the life of the party. His generosity often went unnoticed, but he was always there to help others, not wanting any credit. He survived by his parents, Eileen and Patrick, his sister, Margaret O'Sullivan, and cousins from the Villalobos, Becker, McSweeney, and Murray families in America, and all of his cousins in Ireland. And so I request that we adjourn in memory of Dennis O'Sullivan.
Thank you, Senator Wiener. Please bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized.
Thank you. Madam President, I ask that the Senate adjourn in memory of a great and inspirational San Francisco community leader, Sharon Hewitt. Born in 1952 in New York, Sharon died on February 21st, also as a true surprise to many of us in the community who had worked with her for years. She was known as Grandma Sharon to hundreds, and she served as a mentor and teacher to children and adults across San Francisco. She founded the Community Leadership Academy and Emergency Response Project, CLEAR, and served as the executive director. In that capacity, she worked for many years to connect children and families affected by violence in their community to neighborhood services. She encouraged families in low-income communities to seek higher education for their children. She worked to increase peer-to-peer empowerment sessions, as well as community development. Sharon was, to put it mildly, persistent. She was actually, for quite some time, my constituent on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors before moving to a different part of the city. And she's one of these people that if you were in City Hall and you saw her walking up to you, starting to say, hey, I need you to do something, you knew that the answer was yes, because even if you started at no, she was going to get you there eventually. She was that persistent, and she was a true mother bear for her community and for our city. She mentored so many young people, and it's just a huge loss. And I know much of the activist community in San Francisco is in mourning. And so I ask that the Senate adjourn in memory of Sharon Hewitt.
Thank you, Senator Weiner. Please bring her name forward.
Thank you. Madam President, I ask that the Senate adjourn in memory of Shirley Yvonne Breyer Black, who passed away on February 8th of this year. She was born January 6, 1918, so she led a good, long life. She began her career as a PTA president and later was hired by the San Francisco Unified School District to serve as a school secretary. After becoming involved in union activities, she was elected as the first woman ever to serve as president of SEIU Local 790, which was our largest public employee union in the city. It's now SEIU 10-1. Her involvement in the community led to her being appointed as a commissioner on the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, the Commission on the Status of Women, and the Human Rights Commission. She also served on the Fine Arts Museum's Board of Directors. She was known to be able to quote either of her nephews, one of whom is Justice Stephen Breyer, or the Honorable Charles Breyer of U.S. District Court in San Francisco. She is obviously very, very proud of both of these jurists. She is survived by her daughters, Christine Parker, her husband Ken, and Barbara Jenkins, and her husband Tom. By her daughter Christine Parker, son-in-law Ken, her daughter Barbara Jenkins, and her husband Tom, her three grandchildren, Karen Valencia, Brian Parker, and Heather Ewing, and five great-grandchildren. She was a mentor and an inspiration to many, many people in San Francisco. She'll be greatly missed, and I ask that we adjourn in her memory.
Thank you, Senator Weiner. Please bring her name forward also so we can do a proper adjourn in memory. Senator Morrell.
Yes, 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 Madam President, members, thank you. Okay, I'd like to adjourn in memory today of a World War II veteran, George Leja, who recently passed away at the age of 91. I know his daughter, or his son and daughter-in-law very well. George was born in 1926 to Polish immigrants. Parents, and they moved to Holtville, California, a farming community. George had 10 brothers and sisters, and they all worked on the farm, family farm. After high school, George enlisted in the U.S. Army for World War II. He served and saw combat in the Philippines, and also won some medals for his brave actions. Upon returning home, he played football for Simons University in Texas and was the team star fullback in the 1948 Harbor Bowl against San Diego State. He was promptly recruited by San Diego State, where he finished out his college education and met his late wife, Barbara. After a brief stay in Needles, their young family moved to Yucaipa in 1954. George served as the city's director of Parks and Recreations for over 20 years and was central to the creation of many parks and community centers there. Among many of the hats he wore over the years includes the Little League founder of Yucaipa, scout leader, coach, Freemason, football referee, amongst many other community services that he did. He was also well known for being musical. George had a strong faith and was a member of the United Methodist Church for over 50 years. He is survived by his two sons, Douglas and Stephen, and their wives, Jan and Cindy. His three grandchildren, David, Jennifer, and Trevor, and his four great-grandchildren. Members, thank you for adjourning today in the memory of George Leisia. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Morrell. Please bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Madam President. Would like to request permission to adjourn in memory of a non-California resident who had a major impact in the state of California.
Without objection.
Thank you. I'd like to adjourn in memory of William Franklin Graham Jr., known to the world as Billy Graham. He was born November 7, 1918, and passed away last week on the 21st. He did a revival meetings in Los Angeles in 1949, attracted the attention of William Randolph Hearst that gave it national attention and really brought him to the forefront in this country. I remember, Madam President, going to his crusade at the Los Angeles Coliseum in 1963. It's a childhood memory. I also remember listening to him when he did a crusade at the Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim in 1971. And he came back in 1985, and a lot of my friends served in the leadership structure of that event. But I saw him last at the Nixon funeral when he came to the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda in Orange County. And he was quite a remarkable person in my life. He was a registered Democrat, friend to presidents, and quite a remarkable influence on our nation. And I want to adjourn in his memory and share our loss with his family at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Morlock. Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'd like to join my esteemed colleague from Orange County in recognizing a true legend of a holy man, Billy Graham. I never got to meet him, but I know that my mother and sister went to a 1963 revival in Fresno. That must have been on that same trip that my senator friend from Orange County got to see him. I couldn't go that day because I had to milk the cows, and I was very unhappy about that. I'd rather been at Billy Graham's revival. But he was truly a pastor and a holy man for all. Though he was a Baptist, he embraced all religions and prayed for and with and inspired and counseled presidents of all parties. And he was one that many looked to. And he was at the White House with President Bush 41 the night that the president had to make the decision to go into Iraq. I was asked my opinion about that the next day, and about whether or not Bush should have gone in. I just said, well, all I have to say is I'm glad that Billy Graham was with him at the White House last night. A man who gave good counsel and good testimony to his Lord and his country.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Senator Gaines.
Thank you, Madam President, and members to this same recognition of Billy Graham, and I want to thank my colleagues for remembering him and all the great things he did. I had the pleasure of attending one of his revivals here in Sacramento in the 1990s, and we had the pleasure of taking our children to that, and he impacted so many people around the world, and he was able to speak his faith in very common, understandable terms, and was a very humble man. And I'll never forget the impact that he had on Louis Zapparini. And there's a book called Unbroken by Laura Hildebrand, a great book. And Louis Zapparini, a Californian from Torrance, California, a track star, who actually ran in the 1936 Olympics. Didn't do as well as we had hoped, but that was right as the Nazis were starting to crush Germany, and Louis Zamperini then joined the military, and his aircraft was shot down, and went through a very tough time where he lived in a Japanese prison camp for a couple of years upon release and the end of the war. He got pulled into alcoholism and was really struggling with his life. And he attended a revival with Billy Graham in Southern California, and it changed his heart. And it just shows you the impact that Billy Graham has had over the decades, not just here in California or the nation, but all around the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Gaines. Members, are there any further adjourn in memories? Any further adjourn in memories? We're going to lift the call on the following items. We're going to start with file item 40, SR 84. Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Allen? Aye. Anderson? No. Bates? Berryhill? Fuller? Gaines? Morlock? No. Morrell? No. Wynn? Nielsen? Pan? Aye. Stone?
Ayes 29, noes 3. The resolution is adopted. File item 31, governor's appointments. Please call the absent members.
Allen? Aye. Anderson? Aye. Bates? Berryhill? Fuller? Wynn? Pan?
Aye.
Stone? Aye.
Ayes 35, no 0. The appointment is confirmed. File item 32, governor's appointment. Please call the absent members.
Allen? Aye. Anderson? Aye. Bates? Berryhill? DeLeon? Fuller? Wynn? Nielsen? Aye. Pan?
Aye.
Stone? Aye.
Ayes 34, no 0. The appointment is confirmed. File item 41. Please call the absent members.
Allen? Aye. Anderson? Aye. Bates? Berryhill? Fuller? Wynn? Skinner? Aye. Stone? Aye.
Ayes 35, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Members, if there is no further business before us, Senator Monning, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, we will recess until the formal adjournment motion at 3:30 p.m. We will reconvene here Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Thursday morning, 9 a.m.
The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Have a great rest of the day, members.